health of the team?
Decent. I think today was more, we stretched guys' minutes out last night, so we did about a half-hour film and a half-hour team lift. We were just getting individual shooting. Kevin's ankles are a little sore. He played big minutes. A lot of other guys played big minutes last night. Nick's been sore perpetually, so, slight day, a half a day off helps him. Earl's going to be day-to-day, just see how it feels. He's got a little knot in there, so we'll just see what he's like. Wheezy's getting a second opinion tomorrow. Francisco bothered him a little bit last night, but he came out of it fine. So just, kind of a day that we didn't, chose not to kill guys. Just to, do the film work and get the lift in. I think that's it for the injured guys.
Earl and Wilcox are going to be game time decisions then before tomorrow.
Yeah, I guess it is. We haven't even talked about it. We'll see what they're like. I don't think Wheezy's going to, I can't imagine Wheezy's getting his opinion until after shoot around. Earl, we'll probably know a little bit more about how he feels at shoot around.
So Wilcox probably not.
I haven't even asked him, to be honest with you.
A change in outlook with getting the win after, a March where you guys struggled.
I think it's always better when you get a win. But again, I thought we played well. I thought the change was more after LA. I thought we played well in Utah. I thought we played a lot of good minutes in Utah, and I thought we were, committed as a team. I thought we really tried to defend. We turned the ball over. We made mistakes, but I thought our performance was significantly better against Utah than it was against LA. And if anything, you would have expected the opposite. The second game of back to back, and them coming off the loss and the whole deal. And I think we got a much better performance in Utah, and I thought they backed it up last night, obviously with an even better performance last night.
How significant was Wilkins' 20 points coming off the bench, and is that something that you need, not necessarily from Damian, but from one of the top two or three guys coming off the bench, so you can get that?
No, I don't think that necessarily that much. That's a lot, but I just think his performance was very significant. It was probably one of our lesser bench performances in terms of points. I look usually we just look at the guys up,
right?
Not see where it came from. Last night was a little bit strange. We didn't, we've been stretching guys out, but did anyone else score? I don't know if anybody else scored. Anything, it was probably one of our lesser bench performances. So we obviously needed Damian to do it. But it's less points than we've been getting. But part of that's a function of we've been stretched. We stretched a bunch of guys. If you look at the whole year, we haven't had too many guys play over 40 minutes. We had a number of guys play over 40 last night, and we haven't had too many guys off the bench get 30 minutes. So, Damian got 30. It was really more that the wing rotation was just tight. The three of them played big minutes. So it was all three of them were very productive. We probably got 60-plus out of the three. We definitely did, I guess. I don't know what Jeff ended up getting, but, we got a lot of production out of the three wings. Luke played way more, more minutes than we normally play our point, and we did the same thing up front. So, it's more fewer guys are playing, and the other guys, so guys' minutes are getting stretched out, so they are being more productive. But it was actually one of our least productive bench nights, but it wasn't a problem.
In the third quarter last night, sort of age-old question, more them missing shots or more your defense?
Well, if I'm looking at the tape, I'd say more our defense, but clearly they miss shots. But, when you play good defense, people miss shots. That's what happens. They have two, three empty possessions in a row, and a possession becomes a little bit more important. The obvious extreme is Denver. When you're coming down like the way Denver was, and our defense is lousy to begin with, but, you know, you're making shots. Everybody just comes down, and the basket just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Like, no one thinks they're going to miss a shot. You miss two, three in a row, the game starts to get away from you. You're down four, you're down six. The shot becomes a tougher shot. So I thought the defense, I thought, was very good. That was our highest contest number maybe all year for a half. There really weren't a lot. Even the difference between first half and second half, there weren't a lot of open shots. Martell was getting open shots because we were blowing rotations early, and he's gonna make four out of five open shots. He didn't get as many open shots or any open shots in the second half. Now, did they miss some shots that they made in the first half and they might normally make? Yeah, but people miss shots against good defensive teams. People make shots against bad defensive teams. I mean, that's really what happens. There's a comfort factor, and clock's not on your back, and you're coming off screens, and you're open, and it's night and day different. In the third quarter, there were some times we blew rotations, and they got open shots, and it didn't go. But it was more, I thought, good defense leading to them missing some shots, some of which they made in the first half, you know. So.